Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back.
It's fine, the business thrives.
His great song, Sleeve On. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, sir, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mitzi Perdue is our guest. Mitzi is the author of Tough Man Tender Chicken. It's all about the business and life lessons that she witnessed in her marriage to the man who reinvented chicken, Frank Perdue. She's comes from a long line of business families. She's seen it growing up. She saw it in her marriage, and she's sharing that with the world these days through her writing and through her speaking. Mitzi, I'm glad you're out there sharing these ideas. We need these things in the 21st century. You and I are both 20th century people. We came up in the 20th century, and some things still need to be held on to from that. Some things need to be jettisoned. We need to get rid of some of the stuff, some of the baggage of the 20th century. But some things need to be remembered, don't they?
Well, one of the things that I think that it's really good to remember is something that I heard from my father. 95% of your happiness or misery in life is going to come about because of what you where you choose to work and who you choose to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And getting this right is just so important. And in a family business, you've got them both together.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you didn't choose the first one. I mean, the first one, right? You didn't choose where to work if you wind up in a family business.
Maybe you didn't choose, but if you want to be happy, get the underlying culture right where you're committed and you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Talk to us about that underlying culture and bring in key employees as well as family members when you think about that, because I know you have those memories too.
One of the things that was outstanding about both my late father and my late husband is pretty much if you started working with them, you stayed with them their whole lives. But like his secretary began at age 18 and stayed with him for 50
right.
years. And so how did he do that? I was asking my older sister a while ago what she thought was the magic key for why people stayed with my father for life. And they did stay with him for life because he built a company from his roommate and
right.
his brother to 20,000 people. And the way you do that is you have people on fire and excited to work there, and they don't leave. They're coming in, but they're not leaving. So how do you do that? Here's what my sister said. She said, I can sum it up in just a couple of words. He loved them.
Mm-hmm. They
were family to him. He was, I think he was spending night and day, not just thinking about getting customers for the hotels, but in making life great.
And I think, Mitzi, in the 20th century, you could still find that in big companies. In the 21st century, you won't find that in big companies much anymore. You're going to have to go to Main Street to find that relationship.
And yet,
where small businesses live.
And yet, let me give you asked about involving employees and having them be a big part of that. I'd like to share with you a story about what would happen with my father when he'd take over a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And he had 100 of them by the time of his death. The first thing he'd do when he'd take over a hotel was he'd get all the employees together, usually in the hotel ballroom, and he'd tell them that everybody was going to keep his job, that he didn't have cousins and brothers-in-law who he was going to move
mm-hmm.
in. No, you get to keep your job.
Mm-hmm.
And that his purpose was to make the hotel, the environment such that the employees could show what they really had.
Right.
Because he knew that the hotel was going to thrive or do badly depending on them. And then the first money that he would invest in every hotel. And when you've taken over a hotel, usually it's because of bankruptcy or something, and you need
right.
to refurbish.
Right.
The first capital that he would invest would be in refurbishing the employee areas, the place mm-hmm. that the customers would never see, like right. like the kitchens, the lockers, right, the showers.
Rooms and things like that, yeah. Well, and again, you know, God bless him for those things. And I still see those things happening in the marketplace. But I'm telling you, I only see it, with the exception of a handful of companies, in my work across the country with big companies and little companies, with the exception of a real small handful of companies, I only see it in small business. I don't see it in at the corporate level anymore.
Well, I advocate it for anybody who wants to have their employees stay with them.
I'm telling you, there's another kind of capitalism out there, Mitzi, running corporate America, and it's not pretty. Your father and your husband would be storming the ramparts right now if they were alive. They would not be happy with what they would see at corporate America these days.
Jim, what can we do about it? Because the old
we have to talk. We have to talk about people like you and me have to talk about it and write about it. I've been doing that. I'd like to encourage you to do that. I'd like to encourage you to turn your passion and your background on some of the fact that the capitalism that your father and your husband helped create has been hijacked by the financial capitalists.
And this is so politically incorrect to say, but I consider the financial capitalist parasites.
Well, they're stealing what you and I know as capitalism, and what your husband and your father knew as capitalism. Think about that and start working on that, Mitzi. I encourage you to do that, Mitzi Purdue, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. By the way, her book is called Tough Man, Tender Chicken.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.